This is a recording to help Emily practice the lines from scene 11. Scene 11 starts out, Walter is at his office, and you and Michael burst in to tell him the news that you have discovered that Buddy has ran away and that you've also seen Santa's sleigh in the sky. So there is some dialogue before the song, and then Buddy arrives at the office as well. And then you all sing the story of Buddy. And then there are some lines afterwards about how Greenway feels about that story pitch. So this is an important scene with lots of lines to remember. Okay, so let's get started. I will leave airtime for you to say your lines and I will say the others. The cue that you are listening for to come in with Michael is when Deb says, well, it's incredibly touching when you hear it in Hungarian. After she says that, that's when you hustle on with Michael. Okay, let's get started. You have to work on Christmas Eve. Tough luck. So do I. Get it through your heads. Greenway's on her way, and if she doesn't buy our pitch, we're all fired. May I make a suggestion? Ugh, anything. Whenever we visited my Grammy in Budapest, she would tell us the story of little Palko, the one-legged boy. He wished and he wished every year for a leg. And then one Christmas morning, there it was, under the tree, from Santa. A leg? Yes, a leg. A human leg? Yes, because he'd been a very good boy. That's the most disgusting story I've ever heard. Well, it's incredibly touching when you hear it in Hungarian. Dad, you're not going to believe what we just saw. Deb, will you keep an eye out for Greenway? Will you? What? He ran away. He left a note on an Etch-a-Sketch. Michael, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. It's not just Buddy. Me and Mom both saw. Oh, Mrs. Greenway, how lovely to see you. Please, I'm begging you. Just give me 10 minutes to make this pitch, and then I'll look for Buddy with you. Okay. Make it quick. I've got to catch a plane back to Chicago. Christmas party? Ugh, hardly. Gotta fire somebody. You remember Mark Zenko in Acquisitions? He gave some con artist $300,000 of company money for a fake Chris Smith Christmas story. Now, let's hear your pitch, Hobbs, and it better be good. Okay. Picture this. Under a Christmas tree, a little boy's leg. And Buddy comes in. Hi, Dad. Everybody. I'm sorry that I... Buddy! Well, I think I just broke up with my girlfriend. You have a girlfriend? Dad, I know you're mad at me, and I want to fix that. Hobbs, what is your family doing here? This is a business meeting. I want to give you a Christmas present, but I don't have any money. So which would you prefer? 1,000 butterfly kisses or a bracelet made of my hair? Neither. You want to give me a Christmas present? Give me a story to pitch. What? Are you telling me, Hobbs, that you don't have a story to pitch? Oh, no, sir. Of course I have a story to pitch. It's about a little Palko, a one-legged boy who... Dad, I have a great story. It starts on Christmas morning. And that's the beginning of the song, The Story of Buddy.
which of course you sing and dance during. And then let's pretend like the song is over and the audience has clapped. And then Greenway says, "I love it. It's perfect." And everyone kind of cheers and is very happy. Walter says, "Thanks, Mrs. Greenway. Thanks a lot. Just one little thing. Instead of an elf, let's make it a horse." "Excuse me? I want to make it a horse instead of an elf." "So you want our Christmas story to be about a horse who grows up at the North Pole?" "That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard." "Michael, you're an idiot." "That's it, Hobbs. What's up with these sons of yours?" "Oh, come on, Buddy the Christmas horse."
"Sir, or ma'am, I am not a horse."
"I've had enough of this. I don't need to be lectured by kids on how to sell kids' books to kids. You two, take your smart remarks and get out of here."
"Sorry."
"Sorry."
"Wait. Mrs. Greenway, Michael and Buddy are my sons. I'd prefer that you wouldn't insult them."
"And I'd prefer that you keep your wife and your whole weirdo family out of the office and do your job. Now, you got a good idea here, Hobbs. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to cancel my flight. We're going to work all night and all day tomorrow until we..."
"Tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow's Christmas."
"You got a problem with that?"
"Yes.
Mrs. Greenway, I quit."
"What?"
"I quit."
"You want to spend Christmas on the unemployment line?"
"No. I want to spend Christmas with my family."
"You're weak, Hobbs. I haven't spent Christmas with my family in 30 years.
Mrs. Greenway?
"What?"
"Merry Christmas."
"Ugh."
And then Greenway exits. And Walter says,
"I quit. I actually quit my job."
"Buddy, we saw him. We saw Santa Claus."
"You did?"
"Why would he do that? Unless the sleigh couldn't fly anymore. Oh, Santa was afraid this would happen. We have to go help him. Come on."
"Buddy, Michael, wait for your dad."
All right. And then that's the end of scene 11. And I'll see you on the next recording for scene 12 when you find Santa in Central Park. All right, bye.